most of the Cuban Americans playing dominoes in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood came to this country as political refugees to escape Fidel Castro's communist regime. As the largest Latino group in Florida, they are a strong political force in the state, and most tend to vote Republican, the party they see as more fiscally conservative and anti-Castro. Like the majority of Cuban Americans, Armando Alba says he strongly supports Mitt Romney for president.
I believe he will lift the spirit of the nation and return us to the tradition, to the values of this nation of liberty and democracy. We don't need help or redistribution from anyone.
But a significant minority of Cuban American voters, like Raul Martinez, say they will vote for President Obama.
Things were really bad when he took office. It is still bad, but it was much worse before.
While Mr. Romney may be leading among Cuban Americans statewide, some polls have President Obama ahead by a small margin among all Latinos. That is because the number of non-Cuban Hispanics in Florida has grown significantly. Jessenia Fernandez with the nonpartisan civic group Florida Immigrant Coalition works to help new citizens understand their rights and exercise their votes. Most of these new Latino voters overwhelmingly support President Obama, in part because he endorses the so-called DREAM Act to legalize the status of several million undocumented youth. Peruvian-American Juana Suplin de Rojas says immigration reform is the motivating issue for her in this election.
So that they can get out of this, so that they can study, so that Latinos can study, and then after they can get their papers.
In trying to get new voters for both parties to the polls, Fernandez says voters who are undecided about whom they support may not vote at all.
Those are the people that actually are not that enthusiastic about these elections. They're kind of like iffy. They say, I don't know if I'm going to vote for this person or that person. But if they already have in their mindset they are going to vote, they already know who they're voting for, and they're enthusiastic about it.
In Florida, the growing number of non-Cuban Latinos help give Democrats an advantage in numbers of registered voters. But most polls either give Mr. Romney a slight edge or say the race is too close to call. Brian Padden, VOA News, Miami.